Since you announced your commitment just a few days ago, what's it been like? What's the reaction been to you announcing your commitment to Tennessee?
It's just been a good feeling for me, just being able to announce where I'll be attending college and just being able to finally make my mind up and know that I'm in the right place, because I just prayed about it and let God show me which school that was best for me and where I could get a great education and also be playing great football. And that's why I feel Tennessee is the best place for me, and I'm happy with the decision that I made.
Yeah, what led you to that decision? What told you that Tennessee is the best place for you when you considered all that you're talking about right there?
I would say what led me to it would be just family environment and just the opportunity to come in and help contribute early as a freshman, as well as just being able to know I'll be taken care of by the coaches. They look out for me. I just have a really good relationship with the coaches on the staff there. And not only did me and Coach Johnson build a great relationship, but I also built a great relationship with Coach Pruitt himself, as he really took over my recruitment a lot, and he played a big role in the recruitment. And just being able to build a good relationship with him and all the other coaches on the staff was really important to me.
What did it mean to you for Jeremy Pruitt to put such an emphasis on getting you to Knoxville? What did that tell you when he made it clear that you were such a big priority?
It really played a role. He always told me, he was like, I can help come be a face for the program and help build it back up to where it used to be. As well as another thing that played a role in that, he always talked about staying in state. So, like, this last week, I just really spent the week just, like, looking at, like, other top programs. And if you look at it, other top programs, a lot of their players come from their state. So I was looking at that, I was like, why not stay in state, go play big SEC ball and help contribute to a program that's up and rising and showing progress. And him just making me feel like a major priority, it really played a lot in the recruitment, because I built relationships with other coaches, but I didn't have like a relationship with another coach like I did with him, as far as him making me a top priority for the program.
Yeah, that's interesting. So talking to Amari Small, had you thought much about staying in state and the idea of what that can mean before, or was it Jeremy Pruitt that really had you thinking more about that?
I had thought about it before, and then like I just really thought about it like as the recruiting process kept going on and getting closer to the day, it just really played a role in showing like I can help go contribute to the recruiting class that they already had, which was a really good class with great players in it. And then I can help that and help bring other players in as well to help make the program a better program back to like it was.
Yeah, of course, your teammate there in high school, Jabari Small, he's now committed to Tennessee. You guys make those announcements in back-to-back days. What did you think with him making that decision official? And were you influential at all, the idea of you guys playing together?
Yeah, we've always joked about us just playing together and things like that. We honestly never really, like, believed that it could possibly happen. Like, we know we both were good players, and we just never really thought about it. Like, throughout both our recruitment processes, we didn't really bank on just ending up going to school together. Like, people would ask all the time, are you and Jabari going together? And we just always answered as, like, we got to do what's best for us in this situation. And, like, if that's the best thing for both of us ending up at the same school, then that's what it is. And that's what happened, because I feel comfortable with my decision and he feels comfortable with his decision. I would say I didn't really play a huge role in it because, like I said, that's like his decision. And we just didn't bank on each other to be playing with each other in the next level. But we're both excited that it happened and it worked out for both of us to be together. And for however many years we're going to be there.
Amari Thomas headed to Tennessee along with Jabari Small. And Amari, I'm curious, as the season went along, how much were you paying attention to what Tennessee was doing on the field? How much did you want to see improvement for Tennessee? Of course, the Vols finished the season with 5 straight wins to get to 7-5 and get to the Gator Bowl.
Yes, so as the season went on, like the beginning of the season, everyone knows it was rough. And people ask me all the time, like, why did you still look at Tennessee and things like that? And I just tell them, like, I looked at it. I just want to see how do they respond to that? How did they respond to adversity? Because, like, those first games, they were facing a lot of adversity, losing games that they know they shouldn't have lost. And it played a huge role in my recruitment to show how they finished the season, because I'm a firm believer in showing how you finish and not how you start. So I was just happy to see how that happened for them and the places they are going to show improvement. Like, I went to two games this year, and the first game I went to was Georgia, and they showed improvement in that game. And by the time halftime came around, they just ran out of gas. But by the time I got to the South Carolina game for my official visit, they showed a lot of improvement, played a great team, and they came up with a win. And after that, they just kept rolling, and I was just glad to see the response to adversity that they did play.
Yeah, that turnaround and what Tennessee showed you there that you're describing, how influential was that in maybe your decision, or at least what you thought of the direction of the program under Jeremy Pruitt?
Oh, well, with that, like, with seeing that, I just knew that the players started to believe in what Coach Pruitt was saying, and the coaches on his staff also believed in, and they're going to develop you, they're going to get you the right tools, and they're going to have the right tools to develop you as a player, and not only a player, as a person in the classroom and just on the field, off the field. So it's just being able to see that, and that really played a huge role in the recruitment.
I saw with your announcement the other day, the checks that you had also presented, I think, from your birthday party, where you had been able to donate some money to some causes that were important to you. Why was that important to you? Why was that something that you wanted to do to help out some other organizations?
Well, those three organizations that I gave money back to, I have family members who all deal with those organizations. So it just meant a lot to me to be able to give back, because I knew people were going to come to the party and it was going to be a good turnout. So I just thought about it. I was like, why not? If I'm having something, I can give back to other people. So I decided to just charge admission. It was $2, and that we just were able to give back the money. I just felt really good about it, and it wasn't like just a good deed thing to try to make people look at me or anything. That's just how I truly felt. I was glad I was able to do that.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. So you've kind of wrapped this process up. Can you tell me, what is recruiting like to go through? What did you learn from the experience of the recruiting process?
I would say you just have to be patient. You can't rush anything. You can't rush when you want to commit, because you committing and decommitting, just constantly doing that, it doesn't really do a good thing for you in the recruitment world, because all the coaches see that, and that just shows that, like, you're immature, honestly, because they just want you to honestly just take time and just continue to look at programs and just know your best fit for you. And also, I would say you just have to be able to trust God throughout the whole process, because, like, it's going to be a stress on you at times, especially, like, when coaches can start calling you and contacting you and things like that. It becomes a stress at times, but you just have to know how to handle it and have the support system in your corner. And it's just really good for me, and I really enjoyed it. I got a chance to build relationships with people that I never would have thought I would meet. It was just really fun for me and my family, and I really enjoyed the recruiting process.
Yeah, that's great to hear. What about media members like me bugging you for interviews? Did you like that part?
It's pretty cool. It's just sometimes it's crazy. They'll call you at random times, and you don't know the number, and you answer, and they just start talking. So you don't really know, but, like, things like this that set up, it's no problem.
Do you have any other visit plans, or what happens between now and signing day in February?
No, I just continue to the players who don't sign or who are not signing early. We just continue to recruit and help recruit this class and become a top class in the nation. And we just want to keep adding players to the program.
Okay, so you go from recruit to recruiter. So have you started that? What kind of contact have you had with guys that Tennessee might be going after?
Oh, yeah. We've started talking to a lot of guys. And Coach Pruitt is actually going to tell me some guys. And I haven't got back with him yet. But the day I committed, I started recruiting Jabari moments after, because I wanted to go to school with him. And so I started recruiting him, and I knew Tennessee was on his mind, especially with him decommitting. So this just was my first recruit to, like, recruit. So I'm just going to continue to do what I can for the school and for the team so that we can help contribute to the team.
Hey, you're one for one.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Amari, I really appreciate you taking some time to talk to me. Congratulations on your commitment to Tennessee, and enjoy the process as it continues out. But look forward to seeing you in Knoxville in the future as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you. No problem.